Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press star, then one. Now I will turn the meeting over to Sade Sabramanian.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining in. This is the Tuli Talk about Tuli Endpoint Manager. Some of you might have much experience with the provisioning space, and there may be others who may not. So we will, in this talk, go over the background in the provisioning space a little bit, then delve deeper into the product itself and its capabilities, packaging, and all the details. Okay. So if we are, we can move ahead now onto slide three. So in slide three, let's understand a little bit about the provisioning space itself. What is the problem that we are going to solve here? As you know, most enterprises have a large number of endpoints. They could be desktops, laptops, and servers. Even in data centers, there could be many servers spread across, even multiple floors. So there needs to be a way of managing all these endpoints. In addition, there are also new kinds of endpoints like mobile devices and maybe ATMs, point-of-sale machines. Though it would be very hard to manage all these endpoints. The solution is to be able to have a tool that we could use to manage these various kinds of endpoints like servers, desktops, laptops, ATMs from a single tool. And the sysadmin should be able to manage as well as get good reports, right? So that is the underlying problem. So lots of enterprises have expend a lot of energy and manpower into this. And our solution in the provisioning space helps with solving this problem. Okay. On slide four, we will discuss a little bit as to how this situation has evolved. And a few years ago, maybe, most enterprises would probably have their network and they would probably have thousands of desktops sitting. And the sysadmins could go around maybe putting a CD in and or managing it that way and have local system administrators. But then that has given way now to more and more laptops, so all users are mostly mobile. In addition, you have people logging in over the net, just like we do at IBM, where we use the VPN network. Then there are people who use mobile devices like BlackBerry and iPhones. All this makes the life of a sysadministrator pretty complex because the employees should need to be provided all the productivity tools while at the same time the company posture on compliance and security must be maintained. So as this situation has evolved, the expectations on what a solution has to do has also changed. In the past, most software solutions like we had, like Tuli TCM, was very good at maybe distribution, software distribution and inventory. But that has changed, like I said, because of new machines like laptops becoming more prevalent, as well as mobile devices. And there's also new technology as well, like virtualization that has come on. In slide five, we notice how this has changed. So from the past, when we had only focusing on software distribution and inventory management, what the customers now expect is a complete life cycle management. No longer is it good enough to just do software distribution and inventory and maybe have some reports. But it's very important that a huge number of tasks, everything from asset management, making sure that the right licenses are being used, to bare metal install, doing patch management, making sure the endpoint security is maintained and the customer and the endpoints are compliant with company posture, then making sure that there's a remote control tool that is available that one can use to log on. Then if the endpoint, like a laptop, has to be transferred to another employee, then make sure that it gets wiped out and re-imaged again so that it goes to the next person. And while all this, you know, has to be kept track of in the asset management piece. So the whole space, provisioning space, as we have seen, has changed from the old task-oriented method to a complete life cycle management In slide 6, we'll notice how Tivoli Endpoint Managers, which is going to be released in July, covers and fulfills much of the needs of this space. You will notice there in purple that the areas with which Tivoli Endpoint Manager helps to fulfill. So if a enterprise wants to image bare metal machines, they will be able to do it with Tivoli Endpoint Manager. They're able to distribute software, do discovery and inventory, and then also do patch management. So a bunch of this functionality has been covered, and you will notice that there is a couple of pieces there, like asset management and license management, which are not covered. These, you will find, are satisfied or fulfilled with our other Tivoli products, like asset management and license management. So in a sense, our product will work with a bunch of other Tivoli products as well, and we will be able to cover most of or almost all of the functions that are listed in this circle here. Okay. In slide 7, let's discuss now the products that we currently have in the field. We now have Tivoli Provisioning Manager, and what we will be GAing is the Tivoli Endpoint Manager. The question then arises as to where exactly should Tivoli Provisioning Manager come into picture and where should Tivoli Endpoint Manager be used. The idea is that Tivoli Provisioning Manager fits mostly in the data center space, right, where there is huge numbers of servers. The expectations are very different. You'll probably find very high Unix, Linux concentration. There's a lot of virtualization. There's need for storage management, network configuration. And then there are complex applications, not just a simple single application running on one machine. You'll probably find more complex machines, applications distributed over multiple servers. Under these circumstances, right, Tivoli Provisioning Manager is the solution. In situations where there are large number of distributed endpoints, so where you have a bunch of laptops and desktops being used by employees, and that is spread across multiple branch offices, in that situation, the best thing to use would be the Tivoli Endpoint Manager, okay? So there is a lot of commonality in some of the and work that is done in terms of software distribution and inventory. However, the way the software is used and the expectations are very different, and you will notice that's why we have Tivoli Provisioning Manager that will work for complex data centers, whereas Tivoli Endpoint Manager is mostly for distributed endpoints. And slide 8, we kind of describe this a little bit more to explain how exactly the situation is, right? So TPM is for data center automation, and the focus for Tivoli Endpoint Manager is for managing the life cycle of distributed endpoints. So that is a significant conceptual difference between where TPM fits and Tivoli Endpoint Manager fits. So does anybody have any questions as of now? Okay, so operator, do all the listeners have an ability to ask questions now, or do we wait for...
If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then 1. Please unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. Again, to ask a question, please press star, then 1.
Okay. Well, so far, as you notice, what we have described is the problem space, the solution that we will be making available in July, and the where exactly each product needs to be positioned. So we have the two main products, which is in the provisioning space, which is Tule Provisioning Manager and Tule Endpoint Manager. And Tule Provisioning Manager will be for the data center, will be a data center solution, whereas Tule Endpoint Manager is for managing the life cycle of distributed endpoints. Okay? So why is Tule Endpoint Manager better, or how is it better? In slide 9, we call this the work-ready approach. In that sense, what it, the idea is to make sure that when a sysadmin has tens of thousands of endpoints that he or she has to manage, that they are able to have policies, and these policies are distributed out to the endpoints. And the idea is to make sure that the endpoints themselves are smart enough to know that they're compliant or not. When that happens, it makes the sysadmin's life easier, because then sysadmin can then focus on the exceptions, on the endpoints which are not compliant. Right now, the way we do things is we create lists, we push out a task, and then try to find out if that task is complete or not. And it is a very time-consuming effort. Now, with the temp policy approach, what happens is that the goal is to make sure that the endpoint is in a work-ready state. Okay? So I'll let my colleague here, Jim Jennings, who's the architect for TM, to take over, and he will explain more details on the policy-oriented approach. Jim, over to you.
Thanks, Sudhi. So just before we go to slide 10, I just want to point out that on slide 9, we stated the goals of the work-ready approach in terms of desktops, but those goals apply equally to servers managed by Tivoli Endpoint Manager. So the idea of work-ready is that the machine is in a state where people can get their work done. And on a desktop or a laptop machine or a mobile device, that means that they have the right software and the machine is compliant with IT policies and all the required patches are there. But all of that has to be combined somehow with the business needs of the users. So if the user is giving a presentation to a client, then perhaps the patch installation should be able to be deferred until later. If there's software that's optional, maybe the user should be allowed to install it themselves through self-service. And a lot of the same concepts apply to managing servers because, or at least distributed servers, because, again, work-ready means that the people who are using the servers for some purpose are able to leverage those services without having to suffer any delays. Because the server is not in a work-ready state. So moving to slide 10, as Sudhi mentioned, the TEM approach is based on policies, and our policies in TEM are a mechanism by which we can achieve a lot of goals, making sure that the right software and patches are there, making sure the right security software is there, like antivirus and firewall, making sure that the right settings are there, both for applications, for the operating system, for security settings, making sure the right scheduled tasks are there. But the common element, the common technique under the covers is a TEM policy that has the kinds of attributes that you see on the screen. It's based on the idea, the core of it is a compliance condition and a remediation action. And the condition is something that must be true. For instance, this machine meets the patch baseline requirements for Windows XP, or the password must be 8 characters in length and must be no older than 90 days. And then there's a remediation action. So the TEM agent is capable of taking action when the machine is not in compliance. So for a software condition, like patch must be installed, the remediation action would be for the TEM agent to download the patch and install it. Now, you can see that around the core, there are a number of other policy attributes. Each policy has an identity and a version. Each policy has an applicability condition that can use to guard against accidentally applying policies on machines where they should not apply. Each policy has a number of processing options, including whether or not remediation is enabled or disabled. So it's possible to have policies that report compliance back to the server without the agent automatically taking any action. Okay, moving to slide 11. We based TEM on the idea of these condition action policies because we think that this mechanism can be used to achieve, to give customer value by achieving management by exception. The idea being that if most of your machines are compliant to their policies, then you know they're in a work-ready state, and they're compliant to your IT policies. They have the right software. Users can get work done. The machines are not being rebooted in the middle of a day or in the middle of a work task that must be done. And so management by exception means that the IT staff can focus on the non-compliances, focus on the things that are wrong. And in order to sift through the non-compliances, TEM has, in the work-ready approach, a number of facilities that help the administrators focus in on what's important. So policies have a severity. They're able to be categorized in whatever way that the customer, the user, wants to categorize them. So if I am the security expert, then when I log into TEM, I might see, by default, the high-severity security noncompliances. And so that gives me my to-do list. And everyone in the IT staff that uses TEM can have their own view of what's important. So someone focused on software distribution might see failed software installs as their start screen. Another way that we reduce the workload on the IT staff, of course, is that self-healing occurs because the agent automatically remediates problems. We did design TEM so that we can leverage external data, for example, from Microsoft Active Directory. We paid close attention to a scalable approach, so we make efficient use of management servers. We're expecting to see that fewer management servers are required to deploy a TEM solution than would be required for a comparable TCM framework-based solution. And, of course, we've got integrated into TEM remote control, OS deployment, and then there are integrations with other products as well. But remote control and OS deployment capabilities are part of TEM. Next slide, 12. To sum up what Tivoli Endpoint Manager gives you, can be made in terms of visibility, control, and automation. The dashboard-like approach lets you sort through the non-compliances, easily finding the ones that are important, the ones that need administrator attention to be fixed. There's a full-featured reporting engine, which is BERT technology that is common to many Tivoli products these days. The interface is fully customizable. And the agent itself on the end-user machine, on the managed machine, also has a graphical user interface, so that the end user can see what the agent is doing. So the end user can know what's going on, which means that the operations of the systems management solution, TEM, is fairly transparent. Of course, the administrator can do things silently, but generally the user can know what's going on, which gives them less reason to try to defeat the system. TEM gives you complete control over managed changes. The administrators define groups, and policies are assigned to groups. So you can say, this is my baseline patch policy for XP. This is my baseline patch policy for Windows. This is my baseline patch policy for the Mac Snow Leopard OS, et cetera. And finally, automation. There's three layers of automation in TEM. Down at the agent level, the agent is able to evaluate policies for compliance and take remediation action. And then within the TEM server, there's automation to keep group membership updated. So you might define a group of machines that have Office 2007. And so TAM keeps those kinds of groups updated automatically. And then there's a workflow capability in all of the TPAE-based products in Tivoli. We'll talk more about that later. Next slide, 13. This is an overview of TEM's capabilities. So just as you would expect from a solution like TCM, there's software distribution and inventory. But we've also got remote control, bare metal OS deployment, comprehensive reporting. We've got security management, and on the bottom right, scripting and extensibility, which we can talk about during the Q&A session. Suffice to say that TEM policies are fully extensible, and it's possible for our business partners and our customers to write their own policies that check just about anything on a machine and that take just about any action to remediate. Slide 14. So part of TEM's capabilities includes patch management. TEM can distribute and install just about any kind of patch on any of the supported operating systems. For Windows, TEM can also automatically retrieve patches from Microsoft when they release their Patch Tuesday information on the on their website, the CAB file. So TEM can automatically pull down that patch data, analyze it, present it to the administrators who can decide which patches they're going to run through a QA process and then which ones will be approved for distribution. And in the course of doing this, TEM will automatically download the patches themselves. So it makes Windows patch management very easy. For managing patches on non-Windows OSs and also for managing patches on third-party applications, things that are not part of Windows, you know, Adobe Reader or other kinds of, Firefox, other kinds of applications. For that, we have a business partner who is providing a patch management service, and that will be available towards the end of the year. We'll come back to that before the presentation is over. But it provides the same kind of service for applications and for other OSs that TEM has built in already for Windows. Okay, the next slide, 15. The term TPAE is Tivoli Process Automation Engine, and it's based on technology that is sometimes called Maximo, which was originally part of MRO software and forms the basis for Tivoli applications such as Tivoli Asset Manager for IT, our CCMDB and process management applications, our service desk, service catalog, TPM, and also TEM. So all of those products are built on TPAE, so they all share the same user experience, the same reporting technology, the same workflow capability, the same ability to customize the UI and have those customizations preserved as the customer upgrades these products from one release to the next. And by enabling data integration across products and by enabling reuse of your investments in customizing the UI and having the same user experience reduces the amount of training, sharing this platform gives us an ability to reduce the cost of owning our solutions. Okay, the next slide, 16. This is my last one. This is a really high-level view of how TEM works so that you can get a good mental picture of what's going on when somebody uses TEM. Up at the server level where the UI is hosted, the administrators define their groups of machines, which take the place of target lists. So in other applications like TCM, for example, you would build a target list and then send out a distribution. In TEM, you define a group and you associate a policy. At the TEM server, when a policy, for instance, these patches are required, is associated with a group, for instance, these are my XP machines, then TEM sends out a message to all the members of the group, all XP machines as an example, and that message says, here is the one of the policies you must obey, and that policy might be, here's a your baseline list of patches that you must have. That message, those policies, go out to all of the agents that need to receive them. The agents evaluate the policies for compliance. They take remediation action. And as soon as there's a noncompliance, the agent sends a message back to TEM saying there's a noncompliance and I am remediating. And the remediation for a missing patch or missing software would probably be to download and install the software. So the TEM agent downloads the software from depots, which are hosted on the TEM servers and also on other endpoints. And after downloading the software, the agent does the install, reports back to TEM on whether or not the install succeeded, and then it reevaluates the compliance condition to make sure it's now compliant with the policy. So the administrator gets good visibility into what's going on in the environment. So if the administrator wants to look at a detailed level, they can see which messages have been sent and received, whether or not there were non-compliances that are being remediated, when those remediations have finished, what their status was. That detailed information is there. But our goal in the work-ready approach is that you don't need to look at that detailed information unless something went wrong, and TEM will tell you when something goes wrong. So if the installation fails or the files could not be downloaded, the TEM agent will report an error, and the error will show up as a type of noncompliance that the install failed or the download failed. If the install succeeds but the system remains noncompliant, again, that's a noncompliance problem that TEM will show you. And by default, the agents are configured to check in with the TEM server for new policies or new tasks. I think the default is every couple of hours or every 4 hours. So several times during the day, the agents will check in, get new policies, and take action on them. Of course, that polling interval could be set much more quickly, could be set to a few minutes or an hour. There's no reason to set it really low, though, because TEM can also push out a command to communicate with the agent. So we have both push and pull. So for urgent operations, TEM can reach out and communicate directly with the agent. Okay, I'll cover slide 17 also before I hand it back to Sudhi. So slide 17, TEM for existing customers. The TEM product lets you distribute software using any of the native formats supported by the OSs that we cover. So things like RPM for Linux and MSI for Windows and MSP for Windows patches, things like that. However, we also support SPBs. And the software package block format has been used by TCM, and so all of our customers who've invested time in creating software packages that deploy their software correctly through TCM, they can reuse those software packages as is. There's no need to edit them or change them. You just import them into TEM. The TEM agents are also provided in an SPB format to be distributed by TCM to make the initial migration easier. And there are some migration tools also to pull over other artifacts from TCM. There's also a certain amount of upgrade tooling available from TPM for software. TPM for software customers will also transition into TEM, and we'll talk later about entitlements. And the main integration point there is also SPBs. In other words, software package blocks created by TPM for software customers can also be used directly in TEM. And then finally, TPDSD. Okay, those that have been following this new product for a year or more might remember that last year we released the first version of TEM, which was somewhat limited compared to the current version. The current version is TEM 7.2 coming out in July. Last year it had a different name. We had not had a final name yet, and so last year the product was called Tivoli Policy-Driven Software Distribution 7.1. So now there is the next version of that is TEM 7.2 that we've been talking about today. Okay, and with that, we'll go to slide 18, and I will turn it back to Sudhi, who will take us to the end, and then we'll take questions.
Thank you, Jim. So as Jim mentioned, last year we did come out with PDSD, which is policy-driven software distribution. For those of you who may not know the history on this, we had a product called Tivoli Provisioning Manager for Software, and due to certain weaknesses in it, we had to come out with this more advanced solution called PDSD, but at that point we did not release it as a separate product, but it was put in as a media pack within TPM for Software. And now with all the full capabilities present in Tivoli Endpoint Manager, we're going to release it as a new product. It will have, like I mentioned earlier in the beginning, that it will be able to cover a significant part of the life cycle itself. And it will also be a replacement for many other products. So in addition to succeeding TPM for Software itself, we'll be able to replace TCM for ATM, Tivoli Remote Control. Tivoli Remote Control will now be part of Tivoli Endpoint Manager itself. Then there are other older products called Tivoli Point of Sale Manager and Tivoli Provisioning Manager Express for software distribution and inventory. All those products will now be replaced by Tivoli Endpoint Manager. So people who are using those older products will now be entitled to Tivoli Endpoint Manager, and we will talk about entitlements a little bit later. So again, the short story here is that Tivoli Endpoint Manager is going to be a big replacement for many of the existing products, such as Tivoli Provisioning Manager for Software, TRC, TCM for ADM, TPOSM, and TPMX. Okay. On slide 19, we'll talk about the endpoints that are covered by Tivoli Endpoint Manager. You'll notice that Tivoli Endpoint Manager 7.2 covers all the Windows and Linux quite significantly. And 7.2X is a version that is going to be released at the end of the year in late November, and it will have significantly higher platform support. Okay, so by November, we'll have almost all the major operating systems covered as a managed two. That means all the endpoints, any of these endpoints, which are Windows, Linux, or running SUSE Linux or Red Hat Linux, and even Mac OS, will be covered. So the managed two endpoints will be significant by the end of this November. By July itself, however, you will notice that all the major operating systems are covered. On slide 20, this is the manage from platform, that is the server on which TM is installed. And again, you will notice that all the major operating systems, including Windows, SUSE Linux, Red Hat, are covered. Okay. The only thing that is not covered as manage from are the HPUX and ZOS and the iSeries operating systems here. So other than that, you will find that the platform support is significant, and most customers will be happy with the range coverage we have here. And now let me briefly talk to you about the competitors in this space as well. The competitors are, we have four major competitors, which is Microsoft. However, the problem with Microsoft, or the advantage Microsoft has, is that they're good, they're fairly cheap for Windows systems, but they're not as good on for any of the they do not support any other platform, and also from what I've heard, they're not as good functionally, and there are certain weaknesses there in how the resources that are needed to implement provisioning and support the full life cycle in Microsoft as well. So the second competitor is Symantec Arteris. They have strong security capabilities. However, they don't have the scale and ability like we do. And again, they have some weaknesses on the Linux and Unix side as well. The third is Landesk. Their weaknesses is in some of the discovery process that they have, and then they also on their OS deployment issues. On the other hand, we have a very strong OS deployment tool and an extremely efficient tool as well, as such. So we do have quite a few areas in which we are better than the competitors. And so to the endpoint manager, we'll be an extremely strong competitor when it comes out. Then the final competitor is Big Fix. Big Fix, what we have learned is that some of their capabilities are really not good, or they're not commensurate with what they claim happens. And I'm also told that they have a bunch of third-party vendors they've integrated from multiple sources. So they're good in patch management, but their life cycle, they're fairly, I'm told, weaker on the life cycle aspect of things. So for more details, the link is provided, so you can go take a look there. And we will also be providing more information on the competitive aspects. And please keep in mind that the links are being upgraded and more information is being added as we speak. So I would recommend that you contact me or any of the other product managers or the competitive action team to get the latest information on our competitors and as well as TM. Okay. Now let's look at what exactly will be available in Passport Advantage. Tivoli, in slide 22 here, so Tivoli Endpoint Manager will be a new product ID, and there will be, you will see it as the Endpoint Manager, and it will have metrics of PDUs for servers and per client device for endpoints. Okay. Then in addition, the patch management will be through a third-party vendor. This is an optional part number that you can purchase, that you can sell, and it will be a new PID number because we had to make sure that the third-party vendor is maintained separately. You can go ahead and sell patch management for Windows or non-Windows systems for either 1 or 2 years. Okay? So what you would do is you would sell to the Endpoint Manager, and as an option, you could also sell the patch management feature. You will notice that the patch management is integrated, so it would be very easy for them to enable it. All they would have to do is probably to download a key, which we will provide, at which point the patch management is enabled and the Tivoli Endpoint Manager server is able to talk to the third-party vendor server and download patches as needed. So we will describe this a lot more in detail in later Tivoli talks while talking about patch management. On slide 23, this is a little bit more information on how the price at which we expect TM to be listed at. PPM is now listed fairly high, I think around the $1,100 range, and so there's going to be price discounts on TPM. In addition, TM we expect to list at around $1.50 per 10 PVUs, and for a desktop, around $75. Please keep in mind that this is just confidential information, that this has not been finalized, and this is a work in progress. This I've listed it here only to give you a general idea as to how much we plan on listing. So this is the approximate range. Okay, and we expect to list the third-party patch management around $38 for non-Windows and $16.50 for Windows system. Based on our experience in the past in the provisioning space over the last many, many years here, we have seen that an average deal size is around $120K, so you can kind of expect what a typical size of an enterprise would be, a few thousand endpoints with servers running into the hundreds or in the low thousands. It's a typical deal, okay? So $120,000 is an average deal size for in Tivoli Endpoint Manager. Now, as I had previously mentioned on the roadmap side, Tivoli Endpoint Manager is going to replace a number of products. So on slide 24, you will notice all the products that are being replaced. Tivoli Provisioning Manager for software, Tivoli Provisioning Manager Express for software, and Tivoli Provisioning Manager Express for inventory, Point of Sale Manager and Configuration Manager for ADMs are all being replaced. In addition, TRC is also being replaced with Tivoli Endpoint Manager. So please note, all the customers who have software are entitled to Thule Endpoint Manager. Okay, we will be initiating end of market within 90 days for most of these products, but for TPM for software and TRC, we expect to end of market it by the end of by January. So even though we end of market, it does not mean that the customers don't get service. So they will indeed get service. So they will be able to open PMRs and they will have support. And that will be the removal of service or the withdrawal of service will be happening much later. Okay? So again, to restate, all Thule Configuration Manager customers and Thule Provisioning Manager for software customers are entitled to TEM. And there are other products as well that are being replaced with Thule Endpoint Manager. So on slide 25, again, here, you'll find that there's a wiki page. There's a bunch of resources that are available. There's a wiki page which has information that you need, including presentations and videos that you'll use. Then there is a discussion forum, the forum that is for Thule Provisioning Manager as of now, but we will be creating one for Thule Endpoint Manager as well. In addition, on the Thule Talk link itself, you must have found two other documents, a white paper which shows how to transition from TCM to TEM. I think that is something you can leverage for your knowledge, and you can. And then there is another white paper related to Thule Endpoint Manager, how to manage a life cycle of endpoints with Thule Endpoint Manager. So these are artifacts that you can use for your own knowledge and share that information with customers. I think they're very useful to you. For other information, for more information, you can contact any of those people listed there in product management or development, like Jim Jennings or Sales Enablement, Jim Katz. So either one of us, Antonio, myself, or Chip, anyone will help out with any questions you might have. Okay? So please feel free to contact me or anyone else listed there. And operator, we are now open for more questions.
Thank you. We will now begin a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. Please unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. Again, to ask a question, please press star, then one. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Dermot O'Sullivan.
Yeah, hi there. This is Dermot. I had a quick question regarding the capability of laptop and mobile discovery. That's a weakness that we currently have in our discovery capabilities around TADM and CCMDB. Will this product be able to fill that gap or provide that role of discovery for the desktop environment? Is that the way we should pitch it? And will it have integration to our CCMDB in the future? Thanks.
At this time, we don't cover mobile devices. So we should, however, be able to discover laptops if they're on the network. So, right, and then we definitely plan on having integration with CCMDB later on. And I think, Jim, you might be able to answer some questions as to how we might be able to even do it now, right? Maybe with some a specific development.
Yeah, so in terms of discovery, laptops and desktops can be discovered a few different ways. We have network discovery. So for desktops, certainly periodically running a network scan can detect desktops that you didn't know were there before. It would also work for laptops, of course, but they might be on and off the network more quickly. We also have a way to discover from Microsoft Active Directory. So if your endpoints are Windows and they're configured to leverage Active Directory, then we can discover new machines because they've logged into AD, and there's a built-in discovery to find out which machines are in AD that TEM doesn't know about. Then regarding mobile devices, as Sudhi said, we don't support mobile yet, but it's definitely on the roadmap, and we're doing a lot of work in this area. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. I think I understand now. There's no agent that you put on the laptop then. If it's off network, you can't manage it then, right?
Well, once it's discovered, TEM can push an agent out to it. So once the agent's there, then TEM knows about it. And so, for example, if the agent is part of your image build when you first image your laptops, then the first time the laptop is booted, the TEM agent will try to connect to the server, and so we automatically discover it then.
Okay. Yep, that helps a lot. Thank you.
The next question comes from Bruce Four.
Hi, it's Bruce here. One of the key things, I think, in this whole product area is competing with Microsoft. To be honest, the rest of the guys, to a degree, don't matter. But we have to learn to beat Microsoft. How do you suggest we do that? We need to know about pricing. We need to know about functionality. The platform advantage that we have is okay, but if you go into a Microsoft shop, we all know that they're like Microsoft. They want to keep Microsoft. We have to be able to fight that. How do we learn to beat Microsoft?
Yes, there is a tough issue there, right? But however, like you said, we do have an advantage in that sense that Microsoft is only Windows-oriented.
But it's not enough.
Yeah, it's a reason
it's not enough.
Yeah. So what we have to do is the prices, we are able to sometimes compete on the pricing. I don't want to say that, but, you know, we do get discounts. What I have listed is a list price. In addition, what we do sell is the ability to push and pull. We have the stronger reporting capabilities, and we are in the process of, you know, building up a more stronger case against Microsoft. So I'll have to ask you to, you know, come back to me and see how we update the competitive portal. But at this time, yes, we were in the past a little behind. But however, like Jim said, our infrastructure capabilities will be stronger. So the infrastructure that we would need to manage number of endpoints will be lower. And then the process management issues, that is where we will be better off. So on the smallest, you know, Windows shop, just the local small Windows shop, would we be as competitive? You know, we may not be in that space, in that particular space. Does that help?
No. In a word, we really need that competitive information as a matter of urgency. To go out there with a new product against Microsoft and not be well-armed is suicide.
Absolutely. You know, we will try to get as much information on that as possible for you, Bruce.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Gary Paolo.
Yeah, I actually have two questions about the patch management. So is patch management only available through this third-party vendor? And, you know, if so, is that a hosted solution or is it a software solution that you install into your environment?
Yeah, there are two things. As Jim mentioned, patch management for Windows is available within TEM itself. So, okay, so it works with WSAS, and then whenever there is a Microsoft releases patches on the patch Tuesday schedule, till the endpoint manager is able to download it and install it, okay? That's fine. So patch management is not just through the third-party vendor, first thing. The second thing is, for managing non-Windows systems and for other applications like Adobe or Mozilla or Firefox, we do have the third-party vendor. So this would be an optional priced part number. And the way it would work is that there would be a key that would be given to the customer, and the key has to be entered into Tivoli Endpoint Manager, at which point Tivoli Endpoint Manager will be able to talk to a third-party vendor server somewhere else, right, on the Internet, and download patches as needed. So like you said, it is all the integration is already done within TEM, and the customer just has to enter a character code, at which point TEM is enabled to start downloading from the third-party vendor host machine on the Internet, okay?
Okay.
The next question comes from Vincent Hong.
Hey, Sidi. Hey, Jim. Thanks a lot for having this call. I had some questions in regards to slide number 24, the entitlements. If customers currently have Tivoli Provision Manager Express, I'm assuming there's going to be a part number or an upgrade part number that is associated with customers that are going to be moving from TPM Express to TEM? Or is that a direct entitlement if they have TPM Express?
They have direct entitlement.
Okay. And so in terms of the packaging, when they go to Passport Advantage, they could find the binaries for TCM or TPM for software under the TEM part number?
No, they will not find those because they will just be those media packs will not, TCM and TPM for software will not be available with TEM, no.
Okay, so they don't have, I mean, if customers are looking for, say, example, a TCM 431 code, how would they be able to obtain that?
Well, there will be some, I think the code itself will be available. I think they will be entitled in parallel for existing TCM 431 customers. They'll be able to access that media pack. However, they will have to go get it, and if they want to expand their licenses, what they will have to do is buy new TEM licenses, and then they can go ahead and install, if they want to, you know, use TCM 431 on those additional machines.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
If you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then one. Our next question comes from Margie Swords.
Hi, this is Margie in TechLine. I was going to ask the question that was just asked. That part is answered. One thing I'm still wondering about, though, is if a customer, let's say they have TPM, remote control, TPM Express, whatever, if the customer currently has that product, are they going to be migrated behind the scenes to the new endpoint manager, or will it happen at renewal time, or how exactly will that migration take place in Passport Advantage on their entitlement?
What I'm told is that when they go to Passport Advantage, it will point them to the Tivoli Endpoint Manager link, and they will be able to download it.
Okay. Thank you.
We have no other questions in the queue at this time.
Okay. Again, let me just recap. So we have Tivoli Endpoint Manager that is going to GA in July. This is going to be a replacement for many other products. We have extremely strong capabilities coming out, and this will be a strong product. So please take a look at it, learn about it, and we have provided a couple of white papers for you to get to know more about it. If you have questions, please feel free to contact any one of the contacts listed there. And you know, we look forward to your feedback on this, and we will be having more calls and more information on Tivoli Endpoint Manager as we get to the GA date. Okay? Thank you all very much, and thank you, Jim.
Yep, thanks, everyone, for spending the hour with us.
Thank you for attending today's conference. This call has concluded. You may disconnect at this point.